Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 22, 1805. A rainy, snowy day. Captain Lewis, back from the hunt, immediately starts making a list of questions to ask when talking to the Indians about the country west of Fort Mandan. Primarily, he wants to know about the tributaries of the Missouri they expect to see, places of their entrance, width of the mouths, sources and connections with other streams, peculiar or distinctive characteristics, distances they are navigable, and the face and description of the country through which they pass. These are similar to the questions President Jefferson had about the region. Lewis is a detail man and certainly plans to deliver complete and accurate information to Jefferson. Captain Clark is drawing maps again, based on the information they are obtaining. Clark is considered the cartographer of the expedition. A man of few words, he writes today about routine events.
A cloudy morning. At about 12 o'clock, it began to rain and continued for a few minutes, and turned to snow and continued snowing for about 1 hour, and cleared away. Fair. The two hunters left below arrived. They killed two elk and hung them up out of the reach of the wolves. The Cole, an Arikara who is considered chief of the Mandans, visited us today, and many others of the three nations in our neighborhood. Captain William Clark, February 22, 1805.
Cole's Indian name was Shota Horora. He was much revered by the Mandan, although Arikara by birth. Clark refers for the first time in this entry to the three nations in our neighborhood. Today those nations are the three affiliated tribes, Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara. They were neighbors in 1805 and today have a political association. Tomorrow, a pirogue out of the ice.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.